We're in Simen Yud Aleph Hilchas Tzitzis. We'll be doing Sifim Vav and Zayin. Simen Yud Aleph is dealing with the Chutei HaTzitzis. So Sif Vav, the Machaber says, if you made the Chutei HaTzitzis, the actual strings of the Tzitzis themselves, Mitzemer Gozel, you stole wool. Psulim, they are Pasul, V'chsiv Va'asu Lohem, the Pasik says, Va'asu Lohem Tzitzis, it's got to be yours, meaning it cannot be stolen Tzitzis. So the Rama adds, V'dafka shegozal hachutin, that is only talking about where you actually stole ready strings. Avlim gozal semer, what happens if you stole wood, and then you spun them into strings? There the halacha would be, it would be kosher. You shouldn't do that lechatchila. And with regard to making a bracha, he sends us to Simen Tov Reish Memtes, where it's actually the halachas there of Arba Minim, where he says that you shouldn't make a bracha. So now let's go through this. What exactly is this issue of Gozal Tzemer V'Oson Chutim? The halacha is as follows. If you steal an object belonging to another person, it belongs to the other person. You have Kinyonik Zelos, the special Kinyonim of the Gazlin, perhaps, but that just gives you the halachas of a gazlin, which means responsibilities. It does not become yours. At which point does a stolen object become the possession of the one holding on to it as opposed to the original owner? So the rule is as follows. If the person it was stolen from, the owner of it, if he has given up, if he was misyayish, and it also underwent a change, which is either a shini hashem, we no longer refer to it by the same name that we did previously, or a shinui rishus. It is now in the hands of somebody else. So what would the case be? Reuven steals it. The owners realize they've lost it. They give up hope. Reuven gives it to Shimon. And when it gets into the hands of Shimon, since it has undergone a shinui rishus, a change of possession, and at the same time, the owner has already given up pursuit of it, he has been misyayish, it becomes the property of this Shimon. Similarly, if there was a shinu shem, if what happened was that it underwent a change in the way that we now would refer to it by a different name, there too, the halacha would be that if it is after yeush, if the original owner has given up pursuit of ever really retrieving it, the halacha is that the one who's got it has been kona, it becomes his possession. So that in terms of a fulfillment of va'asu lohem, that it's got to be yours and not somebody else's, if you stole it and it underwent a shinui hashem, if this was after yiyush bailin, the halacha is that it becomes yours, so it would be kosher. Once again, you don't do this, and we're going to get into details of who doesn't do this. There's another form of shinui, what is known as shinui maise, where I actually did something to it that transformed it. I affected a major change by way of an act that I did. And there the halacha is that unlike Shinui Hashem and unlike Shinui Rishus, there even without Yish, even if the original owner is pursuing it, we would say that I am Kona. The explanation being that we would now say this is totally a different thing. Shinui Maisa means I did something that transforms it into something else. That is so much of a shinui, we would say, well, he's still pursuing his object, but his object doesn't exist. What exists is a totally new object. So now we have the question, a person steals wool. He turns that into thread. He turns that into string. Exactly what do we consider that? If you steal wool, well, wool has to be bleached to be made white. The initial wool, the color that it's on the sheep, is not pure white. It is first bleached, and then it is spun into wool. It became a whole different thing. What do we consider that? Especially the bleaching. What do we consider that? So there's a machlokas here between the Magen Avraham and the Taz. The Magen Avraham considers this a shinui maise. He says that if you take just raw wool, and you do what it takes to turn that into strings, we would say this is so much of a totally different object, even if the original owner is still looking for his wool. He has not been misyayish, he has not given up. Nevertheless, this is called shinui maisa. I have changed it to the point that it's something different, and therefore I am kona and it is mine. The Taz considers this no more than a shinui hashem. he says, till now we called it wool, now we call it string. Therefore, it is a Shinui Hashem, but a simple Shinui Hashem, which is not a Shinui Maisa, must come on to the Yeush of the original owner. So in practice, in the case of someone who stole wool and turned it into strings, we have a machlokus. The Magen Avraham says that he will be kone it even without Yeush Bailin, even if the original owner is still pursuing it. The Taz would say no, it's only after Yeush if he no longer pursues it. So in the case of the Ramah who says Gozol Tzemer Vason Chutin Ksherim, we would have a machlokus between the Magen Avraham and the Taz. Are we talking about before Yeush or only after Yeush? The Magen Avraham would say even before Yeush, the Taz would say only after Yeush. Now, the Mechaber did say, L'chatchila osur la'sosa. It is osur to do that. Why is it osur to do that? Why is it osur to use it? So, the pashtus of the way we understand it is because it's a mitzvah haba baver. You're taking something stolen, you want to use that for a mitzvah, it's not the right thing to do. According to the Magen Avraham, there are those who want to say that the Magen Avraham only learns this isser of doing it l'chatchil if it's before Yeush. Meaning, since the owners are still pursuing it, it is wrong to go use that for your tzitzis. But if the owners have given up entirely, what you owe them is money and it has absolutely nothing to do with these strings, and therefore you could l'chatchil use them. The Mishnah Berurah comes out against this. He says that if you look carefully, everyone agrees that even if this is after Yeush, l'chatchila, you do not use stolen strings to make tzitzis out of. Similarly, with regard to bracha, the halacha is that under all circumstances, although there are different opinions, under all circumstances, we would not make a bracha over these tzitzis. Now, this is referring to having stolen the strings or having stolen the wool. We're not so much into stealing. I mean, your average person is not going to steal himself strings or wool and make tzitzis out of them. The question is, where does this apply? The Mishnah Berurah gives a very common case, and that is that you bought something and said, oh, I'll pay later. The person is pursuing, the seller is pursuing you, he wants his money, and you're taking your time. That is considered gezel. That is considered a case where you've actually stolen because you have not paid for them and he wants his money. If you say, I'll pay later, and he says, fine, that's all right with me, that's something else. But if the person is looking for money, then it's considered stolen. Not only that, but the Mishnah Berurah says that l'chatchila, a person should see to it that he actually paid for the tzitzis beforehand. This way, according to everybody, you were kona these tzitzis mida oraisa, Minatori, you were kona, there are no problems, you've paid and done and actually lifted, taken the strings from him, so that when you buy tzitzis, whether it's whether you're talking about ready tzitzis, whether you're talking about the strings to use for tzitzis, and by the way, the Mishnah Berurah adds in Bir Halacha, when you buy the beged too is not to be stolen. So when you buy the beged for tzitzis, make sure that you've actually paid the money for it and gotten your tzitzis. This way there is no chash of gezel. Furthermore, what happens if you made the tzitzis before they were yours, before the strings were yours? You bought strings, you made the tzitzis before they were yours. And now you go ahead and you pay for them. Now you go and buy them. But before then, they were not yours at all. So there's an issue of tasa v'lo min asui. It may be that since at the time you put them there, they were pasul, it would mean that now by buying them, you are automatically making this into your tzitzis. You did not do an asiya. You did not make an. You did not do an act of making the tzitzis when they were kosher tzitzis. So the Mishnah Berurah is mistopic, and he therefore says, l'chatchila, you should see to it that you actually pay the money before you tie the tzitzis. This way, there is no question whatsoever that at the time of the asiya, these tzitzis were kosher. Now, what happens if you actually stole the initial wound threads? They had their tevia, but before shazira, you went ahead and did an act of shazira. You twirled together a few strings and made tzitzis out of them. The halacha is that we do not consider that a shinui. Once it is spun, we call it thread. The fact that you made it into heavier thread, that it's shazer and now it's kosher for tzitzis, that is not enough of a shinui. So even if you did that after years, it would not help. Furthermore, what happens if you go and make the tzitzis afterwards? Why not say that you've created something new? In other words, here we are busy with the fact that I took something that was, it was already past the stage of wool, it was something that was already spun, so I'd call it thread, and then I went and did shazira, so I made it into heavier thread and kosher for tzitzis. So the Mishnah Berurah points out, what if I went and I tied the tzitzis? Why shouldn't the tying of the tzitzis constitute a shinui? So he says that tzitzis are really tzitzis threads. They're threads, they're called tzitzis. But we would not call that enough of a shinui, where even together with the yeush of the original owner, it would become yours. So the only situation where it would actually become yours with shinui is that which the Ramah spoke out, and that is that you stole raw wool. And there we have the machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Taz of whether it's referring to with or without yeush, and whether this is considered a shinui maisa, a total change, or only a shinui Hashem, which needs the yeush of the Baalim. That was Sif Vav, and now we're up to Sif Zayin. Chutin she'ulim, halvohi delohadri be'inayu uchadidei dami. The halacha is as follows. There are two ways of borrowing. The word borrowing in English can mean two things. One is what we call in Hebrew halva'a, which is a loan, as in the case of money. The other one is she'ela. She'ela is like when you borrow an object. What's the difference between the two? When you borrow money, you are not borrowing someone's coins or bills for the sake of returning those same ones. When you're borrowing money, it means I am adding this to my bank account and then I will return it. I will give you money in return. We're not talking about borrowing the object called coin. We're talking about borrowing money, meaning borrowing the value. Not so when you're dealing with borrowing someone's pen. The idea is not, oh, can I borrow your pen, and then you return them some other pen the next day. You borrow someone's car. The idea is not, I borrowed a car, and I'll return another car. The borrowing there is a matter of what we call in halacha, lahashil, which is to actually lend someone an object with the condition that you're going to give back the same object. When you use the lashon of, I am borrowing thread, can I borrow thread? I'd like to make tzitzis. So if what you'd really mean is borrowing, as in the case of borrowing money, if you'd really have meant it as in the case of borrowing an object, so that would mean I have to return the object. But I want to go make tzitzis out of these threads. I am borrowing strings of tzitzis for the sake of tying tzitzis onto my clothes. So when I said borrowing, what did I mean? I'm going to unravel them and then give them back to you? What I really meant was, as in the case of halvah, what I really meant is lend me your strings. In other words, can I have these strings, and I will get you another set of strings. So that's what the Mechaber says. Chutin she'ulim, when we use the lashon of she'ela, I'd like to borrow your strings, you didn't mean she'ela. You didn't mean I'm borrowing as in the case of an object. What you really meant was halva'a. You really mean lending as in the case of money, delo hadri be'inayu, where you do not return the object itself, and therefore it is yours. It is not considered borrowed strings. These are your strings. These are bought strings. What would be if you actually borrowed strings and said, and then I'll unravel my tzitzis and give them back? You're not yotze. That is not considered yours. But if you borrowed strings with the intent of actually giving them back, then they are considered your string. The sake of giving them back, they are not your strings. If it's for the sake of giving back other ones, then they are your strings. The Mishnah Berurah brings up the issue of borrowing strings from shutfim, joint ownership of strings of tzitzis, and you borrow from one. Does the other one agree that you should use the strings and give back other ones? So he leaves that as a tzarachim. That's questionable.